countrymen and countrywomen, city men, city women, and many other people who could watch this podcast who aren't in the country or the city, or men or women, for that matter. Welcome. Welcome to this little episode where I, your host, Josh Withers, marriage celebrant from Australia, talk about how rebels might get married. That is why I have a very specific name for the show, because you're listening to The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. Today we're talking about vows, not the A-E-I-O-U, because that's pretty much all you have to say about them, apart from the fact that it costs us extra on some different games. But no, we're talking about marriage vows. The vows you might say when you get married. Sometimes I'll see, I'll go to wedding venues. I was literally at one yesterday and they got a sign that says I do's this way. And people think that the I do's are the vows. I've got a fundamental issue with the words I do. And that is because when you say I do, you're merely just hearing a question and saying, yeah, I do. Which is not the worst thing you could do in your life. That's fine. Like, do you want a coffee? I do. Okay, cool. Here's a coffee. But when there's something really, really important happening in your life, for example, you might be getting married, per se, and at that point, when you get married, might you want to say something really important and really valuable, other than yes? Now, yes is powerful. A yes and a no can change the world. That positive or the negative affirmation, that really does make the world go round. But on the day that you get married, my encouragement to you would be to say something that matters. To say something that might not necessarily be an exact replication of where you're at in 100 years' time, but in 100 years' time, you can look back in the moment and say, yes, that is how I felt with all of my mind, all of my body, and all of my soul. So today, I'm not just talking about vows per se. I'm talking about personal vows. Because when it comes to vows that are put forth by a celebrant or an officiant or a minister or the government, they're fine. I don't want to do that at my ceremonies. In fact, it's very rare to find a ceremony of mine as a marriage celebrant where people aren't saying something that matters. And here's why. Because vows don't have to be the big scary thing everyone thinks they have to be. They don't have to be proper. They don't have to be the same length. They don't have to be the same number of words, or they don't have to match in cadence. They don't have to they don't have to be anything apart from you just saying, I do not hate you. And this is how much I indeed do not hate you. And this, in fact, is why I want to spend the rest of my life annoying you. Or insert your own descriptions there. Because if you say anything else other than that, it's a waste of all of our time. You see, later on in the day, there's possibly going to be an opportunity for everyone to tell your story. This is how we met, and this is why we get married. But also, if people there don't know how you met, why are they at your wedding? Side note. But your vows aren't an opportunity to give your full life story. They're not a place where you say all the correct and proper things. There's correct and proper things to be said in different jurisdictions and different countries, and we'll say them. But in your vows, for you to use words that are true to you, words that you know, words that accurately tell your story, words that actually, when you say them, you feel something and the person hearing them feels something as well. That the words that you say would be a gift to the other person, that your very marriage would be breathed into life by those vows. That you are married because you said these things. And you know what? You might not be a poet. You might not be good at words. But heck, you've got this far in life. You've convinced someone to marry you. So maybe you could just spend a few seconds saying, hey, this is what I believe today. This is what I believe to be true. This is why I think my life is going to be better, because you're in it. So you might start by complimenting them and telling them they look really beautiful. You might do a bit of a up till now. You know, we've been together for 1,200 years and now we're getting married, and that's really great. And I remember I first fell in love with you because of your green hair. And you tell stories like that, and that's fine. That's like opening the story. That's like setting the scene. But the real meat in the sandwich is where you're going to do the business. Why are you marrying them? And what does marriage actually mean to you? Like, I'm not saying don't read from some bloody dictionary. According to the Oxford Dictionary, marriage is... No, don't do that. In fact, don't do anything that Google or a dictionary said, but say, this is what I believe my marriage to be. This is why you're stuck with me. And in that moment, you'll actually do something that matters. you'll breathe life into the other person, into your marriage. You'll open up their brain and pour in some love. Because your words are truly some of the few things you own on this planet. Your words and your time, your Qantas points. It's a joke, the last one's a joke. But it's just an opportunity for you to just really exchange some value. That you would let them know that you're present, not just in that moment. Thanks, Qantas. They heard my points joke and thought they'd come on in. That you're not just present in this moment, but you're present in this marriage. That them marrying you matters. And that as they walk into tomorrow with you, that they have purpose, that they have beauty, and they have simplicity, and they have awesomeness in their step. Because you two got married. They are your personal vows. Now, I'm not a big fan of the whole repeat after me, because it's kind of not that personal. So write them down on a card. If you're one of my couples, I'll generally print them for you if I can. I've got cards I print onto. Or you know what? Read them off your phone. It's fine. It's like we're in an age where that's okay. Maybe don't bring your 12.9-inch iPad. But, you can read them off a phone or your Apple Watch if you want. But the important thing is for you to say something. Don't be facing the audience. Don't be facing your guests. It's not about them. This is you. This is you talking to each other saying, hey, I love you. And this is what this means to me. That whole stress about public speaking isn't a thing because you're not public speaking, you're personal speaking, and maybe everyone can hear you. And if you really are freaking out about saying something into a microphone, then you know what? Saying it into a microphone is less important than saying it. And if you're still freaking about saying it, then write it and let them read it. But just put some words down that accurately convey the fact that you are really, really into this person. That's how I believe you should do personal vows. My name's Josh Withers. This is the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. If this has helped you or if you think it would help someone else, please tag someone, share it. The link is really easy. It's literally therebels.guide is the website. We're on all the podcast apps, YouTube, Facebook, IGTV. Get into it. Have an amazing day. Have an awesome wedding. But please, for the love of God, have an awesome marriage.